On the line, we have Mr. Kumada because there's been some work on the house. And I had to check in with him. I'm sorry, guys, because, you know, Mr. Kumada, I never know what's going on with this guy. And Costa, who have been working on a house for over 20 years now, actually, and still haven't, there still isn't completion yet. Mr. Kumada.
Jimmy, is that you? Were you talking about me?
Yes, I was talking about you. Yeah.
Jimmy, I want to tell you, this year, you're my number two best client.
Wait, wow. Number two? What do you mean number two?
Well, you know, you got beat out Sally Wiggin. You know, she...
yeah.
I don't know what it was. She wanted us to build a greenhouse, and she said, I want something you can't see from the street or from a helicopter. I don't know what the hell... I don't know what she wants to grow.
I don't know
Hold
either.
Hey,
Costa?
Jimmy, it's Costa here. Costa.
Yeah.
Sally Wiggin, what she kept telling me was, is it safe?
It's, what?
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
You know, like the Marathon Man, movie.
That's...
She's up to no good.
I don't believe you, first off.
You don't talk to us. Jimmy, listen.
You don't even know Sally, Mr. Kumada.
Do I know Sally?
This is all a lie.
I heard you talking about Gigolo. I don't want to get into too much.
Oh, the show,
$50, Sally Wiggin had a loo time, if you know what I mean.
Wait, you're saying you're a male escort also?
I don't want to say too much, but, you know.
You're not a male escort.
Ask Val.
All right, I will ask. You have a Costa? Is Mr. Kumada a male escort?
Well, he doesn't wear pants around your house, if that's what you mean. He's, he's working out.
It's like he's in.
Jimmy, listen. We have work to do.
Oh
here
yeah, you
today.
Do. Yeah,
not
get to work.
Not talk about you're being a gigolo. We don't care what you do, Jimmy.
In your other job, yeah.
But we want to say you want us to winterproof the house. Is that what you
want? That's
what
you told me. You said I want to winterproof the house. I said sure. Now you,
Jimmy,
whatever.
You said I see the notes here.
Yes.
Put the plastic around the windows.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Why are you? What the hell? You've got more money than Porky Chadwick. Why the hell are you, Mr. Plastic? What is this? A mansion here? You put the plastic, Mr. Cheapo. And what? Jimmy,
Costa, how are you?
Listen,
yes.
Trust
me. Winterize the house, will you?
Trust me, don't put the plastic up because about 3 years ago, my apartment, you come to over in Switzerland.
Yes, I did. Was there once, yes.
And I had the plastic up on the windows.
It was summer.
Don't take it down. You don't want it. Once you put it up, Staples, it's very expensive.
Yes.
And I left it. I ate Mexican food for 3 days. And the house, put it this way, it was a gas bubble.
Oh, bubble out.
Jimmy,
I saw
things you don't ever want to see.
Yes.
I heard things that you never want to see.
Yeah, I don't want to even hear about it. Thanks.
Jimmy, I came to his apartment this week after the gas bubble.
Yes, I heard about the gas
and
bubble.
And he was sitting on the refrigerator like a gargoyle.
Really? He was?
Yes, naked up on the in his hairy little gargoyle up on the top of the refrigerator.